Today is Friday, the 8th of August, the Feast of St. Dominic, in the 18th week of Ordinary Time. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. The most important thing for me to do now, as I enter into prayer, is to let go for a moment, to let go of my concerns, my own worries and fears and reluctance, and let myself be led by God, trusting that God, who loves me, will lead me into life. Today's reading is from the book of Deuteronomy.
Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life.
For ask now about former ages, long before your own, ever since the day that God created human beings on the earth. Ask from one end of heaven to the other, has anything so great as this ever happened, or has its like ever been heard of? Has any people ever heard the voice of a God speaking out of a fire, as you have heard and lived? Or has any God ever attempted to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation, by trials, by signs and wonders, by war, by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm? And by terrifying displays of power, as the Lord God did for you in Egypt, before your very eyes. To you it was shown, so that you would acknowledge that the Lord is God, and there is no other besides him. From heaven he made you hear his voice to discipline you. On earth he showed you his great fire, while you heard his words coming out of the fire. And because he loved your ancestors, he chose their descendants after them. He brought you out of Egypt with his own presence, by his great power, driving out before you nations greater and mightier than yourselves, to bring you in, giving you their land for a possession, as it still is today. So acknowledge today, and take to heart, that the Lord is God in heaven above and on the earth beneath. There is no other. Keep his statutes and his commandments, which I am commanding you today for your own well-being and for that of your descendants after you, so that you may long remain in the land that the Lord your God has given you for all time.
In this passage, Moses is telling the people of God what is going to be expected of them when they cross over the River Jordan into the Promised Land. The first thing he suggests is that they count their blessings. Is this something you make a practice of? What has God done for them all this time? What has God done for you? The Lord is God in heaven above and on the earth beneath. There is no other. How might we act in order to show that this is what we believe? Now listen as the passage is read for you again. What really leaps off the page at you? What is the Lord telling you today?
For ask now about former ages, long before your own, ever since the day that God created human beings on the earth. Ask from one end of heaven to the other. Has anything so great as this ever happened? Or has its like ever been heard of? Has any people ever heard the voice of a God speaking out of a fire, as you have heard and lived? Or has any God ever attempted to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation, by trials, by signs and wonders, by war, by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and by terrifying displays of power, as the Lord God did for you in Egypt, before your very eyes? To you it was shown, so that you would acknowledge that the Lord is God, and there is no other besides him. From heaven he made you hear his voice to discipline you. On earth he showed you his great fire, while you heard his words coming out of the fire. And because he loved your ancestors, he chose their descendants after them. He brought you out of Egypt with his own presence, by his great power, driving out before you nations greater and mightier than yourselves, to bring you in, giving you their land for a possession, as it still is today. So acknowledge today, and take to heart, that the Lord is God in heaven above and on the earth beneath. There is no other. Keep his statutes and his commandments, which I am commanding you today for your own well-being and for that of your descendants after you, so that you may long remain in the land that the Lord your God has given you for all time.
Speak with God about anything lingering with you as this prayer comes to a close. Perhaps returning to that question, what has God done for you? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.